If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Busily putting lipstick on, combing my hair. Okay. How many guests have we had on that I demanded that I get their book immediately, Vanessa?
Yes.
Only one I can recall.
Only one.
In the end, there can be only one.
Yanira said he's going to be on the West Coast, but I like him in studio. Anyone have a guess what my answer was? Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh, God, yes. Every time the phone rings, I think.
Let it please be him. Oh, dear God, it must be him. It must be him.
You mean Malcolm Nance, author of Plot to Hack America? How Putin, cyber spies, and WikiLeaks tried to steal the 2016 election? It must be him. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning. Boy, you need a better choice than men, I'll tell you.
Listen, you are my new hero. I have to tell you, Michelle Reiner, we went to see Shock and Awe, Rob Reiner's new film about the Iraq, how we got into the Iraq War. And she said that Rob watches TV and goes, I love that Malcolm Nance guy.
Yeah, he's a big follower on Twitter. I'll be seeing you all soon out La La Land.
Yay. Cannot wait. So, Malcolm, so much to talk about. But first of all, would you like to talk about that former KGB guy that went and got dead somehow in Russia, that it was apparently connected to this dossier on Trump?
Yeah. You know, that story, which Rachel Maddow touched on about a week ago,
right,
is a lot bigger, I think, than most people realize. And I think because of all the, you know, all the games that are going on in the Trump administration, people are going to miss a massive story. But I think it'll break soon. And what it is that, there's actually three stories. We could talk about your KGB guy. But the first story that you need to know is that the heads of a cybersecurity company in Russia called Kaspersky's Lab, their CEO and three others were arrested in Russia for treason last month in December. Then there was an ex-KGB officer, he's a general, who was the chief of staff to the head of Rosneft, which is one of the largest oil companies in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And these Russian KGB officers who are assigned to these oligarchs are actually very close associates of Vladimir Putin. He only trusts KGB and FSB, that's Russian, modern Russian intelligence officers. He only trusts them. So the head of Rosneft, Andrei Sechin, his chief of staff was believed to have been the source for one of the rumors that is in that 35-page dossier by ex-MI6 spy, Chris Steele.
Yeah.
And the story that he had associated with was that Carter Page, this person who was associated with the Trump campaign as a Russian expert, had cut a deal for Donald Trump, and that to lift sanctions against the United States, and this guy, Carter Page, would get a 19% cut. Now, prior to all of this, that had just been one of the rumors in that 35-page dossier,
right,
by Chris Steele, and no one would have thought twice about it, except that this general, who is believed to have been the source of that rumor, woke up dead in the back of his limousine.
Hmm.
As a matter of fact, the Russians say he had a shooting accident, and he did. He was shot twice in the back of the head.
Wow. That's an accident, yeah.
An accident.
And that is, there's actually a technical term for all of this in the KGB. It's called SMERSH. Mm-hmm. And some people might remember the name SMERSH from an old James Bond film called From Russia with Love. But it was an actual campaign. It's an acronym that stands for Death to Spies. And the Russians still do these SMERSH campaigns. So we believe that once that news got out that this guy would have been a source for that report about the raising sanctions, they killed him. They just straight up shot him dead.
Wow.
The most interesting part of that...
I'm just a layperson, but I'm like, that guy knew something.
Yeah. Well... Now, put one and one together. Why would the Russians kill this man if that was just a rumor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is what you said last time you were on, Malcolm, is obviously they would have not attached that addendum to what was shown to the president and president-elect if they did not find it credible, right?
Right. Well, you know, again, this was, yes, that could have been in the CIA's report. We don't know. But the most important facet of this is the FSB, Russian intelligence, and Vladimir Putin thinks that it's all true because they're now killing, arresting, like I said, the heads of Kaspersky Labs.
Right.
And then also the head of Russia's intelligence cybersecurity division. Rachel Maddow talked on this last week, where he was in the middle of a FSB meeting, Russian intelligence meeting, when men came, stormed the room, grabbed him, and black hooded him and disappeared him.
Yeah.
So they believe he was also another source for some of the rumors that were inside that report. The big picture is that report might be true, all of it.
Wow.
Because the Russians are responding to it as if it is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And old spies like me start going, whoa, when you start killing and snatching people, I'm going to go back to that rumor, figure out which one it is, because the Russians have validated it.
Wow.
So
Malcolm,
that whole dossier may be very interesting.
Right. Well, I mean, you said something that gave me hope. When I started hearing this, I thought, is it too late? For the, it's, you know, that there's a reason that guy's dead and these guys have, are arrested. Is it too late? But you said at the beginning of the conversation, you think it is still going to come out and it's a huge story.
Well, it's a little strange because it's one thing. You have to understand the Russian spy mindset. And, you know, even though I worked Middle East the entire time, my career, we were all trained in Russian counterintelligence because the Russians are everywhere. And they, you know, we used to say the bears are everywhere. Beware of the bears. And, it's true. When they would try to turn people to be spies for them, they were just everywhere. Libya, Egypt, Syria, it doesn't matter, you know, men's rooms in Italy. You know, no, really, these guys were everywhere. And now that they're in a modern era, the only thing that's been removed from how the Russians operate is communism.
Right.
They all still have the same goals of the communist regime, but they just don't, you know, espouse communism as their ideology. Now the ideology is money and Russia's imperial power under Vladimir Putin. So back to the big picture here. There is something going on here that the Trump administration will have to answer. If the Russians executed the guy who's the source that said Carter Page promised to lift the sanctions, once these sanctions are lifted here very soon, they're going to have to answer for that. And that's probably where these FISA warrants that are still out there in the investigations of Carter Page, I think it's Carter Page, Paul Manafort, General Flynn, and Roger Stone are going to, you know, if Donald Trump tries to cut off or shut down any of those investigations, it will validate everything that's been accused.
Right, but who's in charge, Malcolm? The FBI? It certainly doesn't inspire confidence, the air kisses that Donald Trump is on tape blowing to Jim Comey, right?
Well, the FBI, like I said before, has two divisions that you have, you know, you have the regular FBI officers who are out in all the field sites. Those are just gumshoes. They're just super cops, right?
Right.
Then you have a completely different division that answers to the Director of National Intelligence, as well as reports to the Director of FBI, and that's the National Counterintelligence Center. That's the FBI's spy hunters. And their job, which is statutory independent, is that their job is to go into agencies and government organizations and find out who the spies are in the United States for other countries. And they're very jealous, you know, I mean, their mandate is to be a jealous organization, to be people who find Americans who are traitors. And I find it very, very hard to believe that anybody would turn off that kind of investigation unless you want to validate their investigation, right?
Right.
Anyone who tries to stop them, you're just essentially saying, we know that you're on to us. And that's what a spy would do.
Right. Well, it's hard to imagine anyone acting guiltier than Donald Trump about this whole Russia thing. But, you know, we shall see. Hope springs eternal. But Malcolm, let's talk about this Muslim ban. And obviously, you weren't surprised to see the headlines after that. Jihadis celebrating, counterterrorism experts like you saying this is exponentially increases our risk of a terrorist attack. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. I've been saying this for a year. As a matter of fact, Chris Matthews had me on the very moment when he gave that speech saying he announced a Muslim ban. And you know how Chris Matthews, he goes, Malcolm, you sound like you want to say something. And it's like, yes, this will put at risk every U.S. soldier in the field, every intelligence officer in the field, every diplomat. And then if it continues, it will put every American that's overseas at risk. Because what it is on its face a racist, bigoted, an ideologically based decision that says all Muslims are bad. And, you know, when Trump says that this was based on the Obama administration choosing these seven countries, well, of course, that's a lie.
Right.
You know, because Obama said travelers should beware when they go to those seven countries because there's terrorism there.
Right.
Right? Okay, that's common sense. We see those alerts go out every day. But Trump has flipped that around as low-hanging fruit to essentially take his first shot to see how they would react to the Muslim world.
Right.
And the Muslim world, you know, I mean, there was an interesting quote this morning, the foreign minister of the United Arab Emirates, the country I just moved from, I lived there for 7 years,
mm-hmm.
is endorsing Trump's Muslim ban. But, you know, Trump couches it as a national security ban. But at some point, Emiratis of Saudi origin or of Sudanese origin or Libyan origin, there are people with those passports in, from the UAE, are going to start getting stopped at the borders. And the Emiratis aren't going to be able to hand out enough, you know, Maseratis to stop the, you know, the unrest that will eventually start there. And that country never has unrest.
Well, it's, I mean, it's, I think the thing about this, the Trump administration, they're so blatant. I mean, those are the three countries, as you know, where the most Americans have actually been killed on American soil, and they're not in the ban, and Trump has business in those countries. I mean, it's...
Yeah, Saudis, 2,600 Americans have been killed. That does not include, by the way, all the Saudis who went to Iraq and carried out suicide bombings and killed easily over 1,000 to 2,000 American soldiers in the Iraq war. So, you know, you could be looking up to 5,000 Americans killed by Saudi nationals. Now, that's not the Saudi government doing that. But, you know, if you're going to start looking at people by nationality for national security purposes, my first choice would be Saudis, you know,
yeah.
But not just on basis of their passport, but on basis of the virulence of the ideology
yep.
that's in there. So.
Malcolm, I have my paper calendar out in front of me. When are you coming to L.A.?
Oh, well, we'll have to figure it out.
Okay, all right. I'll just
working with your Hollywood buddies.
I'll just pencil you in every day this month, if that's okay.
Yeah, I got to come give shoulder massages to Ron Perlman. He's
squee. Malcolm, thanks as always. I appreciate you you enduring my neediness. Thanks so much. See you out here soon.
You're welcome. Call me anytime.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Goodbye, Malcolm. Oh my God. I love him so
much. I was gonna say, if a Russian offers you soup, don't eat it.
Don't eat it. Plot to hack America. It's fantastic. I've already started it. Yep. How Putin cyber spies and WikiLeaks tried to. I think has it been updated to stole the 2016 election? One would hope.